Welcome for a few minutes of some good stuff. This is Mike and Kim Burge with you right now, and we'd like to share some good things with you, starting off with an invitation. You are invited to a guaranteed incredible hometown event, the 35th Annual Slut and Angus Bull Sale, Monday, February 13th at noon. 80 registered yearling bulls and 30 commercial yearling heifers sell at Faith Livestock. Slut and Angus, a program with a plan, and it's all based on sound genetic principles.
The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo in Rapid City running through February 4th, so just a few days left, and features the region's largest trade show, livestock sales, one of the top PRCA rodeos in the country, cattle sales, horse sales, and much, much more. Events are at the Central States Fairgrounds and at the Monument, 444 Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City.
And of course, we'd invite you to stop in at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can call ahead and make an appointment.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and nationwide. It's what ranchers read.
All right, Mike, let's dig right into some good stuff. Here is a letter that prefaces a little story. Dear Mike and Kim, I am not sure if you will read this letter or not. That is your decision. I am not a writer by any means, so if you see something that needs undoing or improving, go ahead. I have decided not to give my name, for I am not the one for the spotlight, but more for the yard light. Thank you for your consideration, and it's signed A Farmer's Son. This is called The Farmer's Greed. The farmer's greed used to be the creed to see your neighbor succeed. If there was an injury, death, or even an illness, all the neighbors would drop what they were doing and organize a work bee. The cattle, crops, and farm would be taken care of, no payment required. But now it seems greed has taken over. Used to be. Then, I am sorry for your loss. What can I do to help? Now, I am sorry for your loss. If you want to rent your land out, let us know. Then, I don't want anything for helping you out. It wasn't that hard and I hardly did anything. Now, well, since you asked, I had to fill the tractor with fuel, grease the fittings, clean the air filter, add oil, put air in the tire, and I missed coffee. I will send you a bill tomorrow. Then, we're having a barn dance Saturday night. You and your family are more than welcome to join us. Now, I hope they don't find out and show up. Then, we are not going to bid on that land. It should stay in their family. Now, I hope I can get that land since it's right next to mine. Then, I know it less than what everyone else offered, but maybe they can make a living with it. Now, I wonder how much more I can get. Back then, Sundays were for church, thanking God for what you had and relaxing. Now, what day is this? I have so much to do. Back then, maybe we can help them out so they don't have to sell. Now, so if they didn't plan, they are in so much pain, but if they have to sell, it would be my gain. I hope this struck a nerve and hope to turn back the clock to have the farmer's creed and not the farmer's greed. And here's something else to talk about. Signs you have nothing to do at work. I don't know if you ever have this happen, Mike.
I don't remember not having anything to do at work.
Okay, well, here are six signs that see if you can check any of these off. You've read the entire Dilbert page a day calendar for a whole year, and it's only the middle of February.
No, I haven't done that one.
Okay. You discover that staring at your cubicle wall long enough produces images of Elvis, or maybe Mr. Rogers.
Is that like one of those hidden pictures within a picture thing?
It might be if you stare long enough, yep.
But no, I haven't done that either.
Okay. Well, here's something else to check with. You've definitely figured out a way to get Gilligan off the island.
I've thought about that. I don't know if I've come up with any.
Okay. So you might have not had anything to do at work. Here's another one. You decide to see how many Jolt Colas you can drink before the inevitable explosion occurs.
Oh, no.
That's not good. Co-workers come into your cubicle frequently to borrow pencils from your ceiling.
Oh, yeah, that might be a little bit too much time.
Yeah, that's right. And here's the last one here, a sign that you have nothing to do at work. The 5th Division of Paper Clips has completely overrun the pushpin infantry, and General Whiteout has called for reinforcements.
And that's the good stuff.